Mahdi activated the parabolic mic, and a moment later, Rawl's voice began to come through her earbud. It was just the way the feed would sound to listeners on Coruscant, a little fuzzy and distorted, but clear enough to convey the Mandalorian's words.
Been hired to put a stop to this illegal revolt, and we intend to do so.
Rawl's voice grew menacing.
What is your name, slave?
The Octusi stepped forward until he was standing chest to armor with the quickstrike.
I am Rhesus the Water, bringing wind of the Renalog family, elder of the Kanossi Howlog team. And what is your name, Mandalorian?
Not for you to know,
Rawl replied.
You appear to be the leader of this mob. Is that so?
Rhesus the Water, bringing wind, inclined his head.
I am one of the elders, yes.
He laid a palm flat on the Quickstrike's nose armor.
And I am asking you to remove your carriages, not for you to know. They frighten our people.
Then your people are wise.
Rawl flicked something inside the command hatch, and his voice rang out across the circle.
Elders will come forward and present themselves.
A low murmur rolled through the crowd as dozens of elderly Octusi began to make their way forward. Rhesus the Water, bringing wind, twisted his upper body around, turning his T-shaped head sideways so that he was looking up at Rawl with one eye and out over the crowd with the other.
Why?
Because I ordered it. As I told you, this revolt has come to...
No!
Rhesus the Water, bringing wind, boomed the word calmly, sharply, and loudly enough that it carried out over the circle and brought the migration of elders to an instant stop. He turned back to Rawl and continued in his deep Octusi voice.
You are no one's master. You do not order us.
The defiant words came to a shrieking halt as Rawl raised a blaster pistol from inside the commander's hatch and sent a single blue bolt burning through the elder's head. Rhesus the Water, bringing wind's upper body, folded back over his shaggy midsection, and then he collapsed onto his side, limp and dead before his body hit the dirt. So shocked was Mahdi that she forgot why they were here, until Till began to speak in a soft voice.
I'm going in for a close-up on the body.
With a grade 3 signal, his words would probably be audible only as background noise, but it hardly mattered. They had just captured a cold-blooded murder on vid, and their viewers would be too shocked to be wondering what the cam operator was saying.
You might want to do some personal reaction, then slip into conjecture about where this is all going to lead.
The suggestion brought Mahdi back to her senses, and she slipped smoothly into a hushed narrative.
This is Mahdi Vaunt for the Perry Needmo News Hour. What you have just seen is the cold-blooded murder of an Octusi elder by the Mandalorian commander, Belloc Rawl. The Octusi crowd is obviously as shocked as we are, and there is no telling what will happen next.
Outside, Rawl leveled his blaster pistol at another elder. Mahdi deactivated her button mic long enough to whisper,
Till, get back on.
Got it,
Till said, scrapping his right-angle lens along the windowsill.
Stay alive. The image might be fuzzy enough that you need to confirm what's happening.
Mahdi clicked her button mic back on, but before she could resume, the parabolic mic began to pick up Rawl's voice again.
You, slave, come forward.
The Octusi remained where he was, and in a loud, booming voice said,
No!
A blaster bolt screeched from Rawl's weapon, taking the elder low in his forequarters. His huge mouth opened wide, and he let out a deep, thrumming howl of pain that was instantly echoed by all of the other Octusi in the circle.
I don't know how well you can hear that over the holonet, Mahdi narrated for her audience. But the entire Octusi crowd has joined the wounded elder in crying out. It's called the Song of Sorrow, and we witnessed the same thing yesterday.
As Mahdi spoke, a female voice began to sound in her earbud.
This is Network Control, letting you know we're carrying this live on the news channel. We've just seen the murder, and we're estimating a 5-second signal lag. Your vid is grainy, so keep telling us what we're seeing.
When the Mandalorians opened fire in the streets of Arari, Lottie continued, between the voice issuing instructions in her ear, the violence outside, and her own shock, her thoughts were racing and whirling through her mind like a Beldon flying through a hurricane. But there was a strange calm inside her, a recognition that this was what she had spent her life training to do, and that she was more than up to the task. We are told that the Octusi use similar songs to communicate over great distances as they race over their native plains on Blaudu Octus.